Hello, thank you for holding. Is this Matt?
Yes.
Hi, Matt. My name's Hawk. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today, sir?
Good.
Happy to hear that. Wednesday, so halfway there, right? Breezing through.
Right.
Right. So let me just kind of catch you up to speed. So just 15 miles, right? You want to keep it local and you're going to do mostly residential, or would you take on some commercial as well?
No, I'll do both. Like,
Okay.
mainly residential, some small commercial.
Okay. Yeah, can do. And then I saw you guys have the Angie's listing, the home advisor. Is that something new or how's that going?
Yeah, I just started. I actually haven't even turned it on yet. I just set it up the other day.
Oh, okay. Nice. So no real experience yet. Just got it. Okay.
Not yet.
Gotcha. All right. And then, so as for this now, before I kind of hop into everything, I don't know if you're familiar, but did you have any questions at all aside from pricing before I kind of hop into it?
Not really, just what it's gonna cost. I mean, honestly, at this point for now.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. So, as for, I'll give you just a quick rundown, right? Because we don't just put you on Google. They put you on pretty much any search engine directory. They'll even help you with social media, Facebook. I mean, like it's a full on marketing package. So they don't just do Google. Now, of course, Google is the best prize for most people search, but just so you know, it is a full on marketing package that covers everything that we offer. So it's just a flat fee month to month instead of it being paying per lead or click or job or what have you, right? I'm sure you're familiar, right?
Right.
All right. So with this, you're looking at just $249 because month to month, there's no contracts, and that covers, well, everything I was going to go over. But like I said, any directory search engine, Facebook, I mean, there's even a technician that runs everything for you. They can run promotions, change content, keywords. We do build websites. I mean, anything A to Z, pretty much.
Okay.
So, I mean, is that in the ballpark, or what do you think?
Well, I mean, honestly, man, I got a call from a company earlier. It does the same thing that you guys do. Actually, honestly, about an hour and a half ago.
Okay.
And they were doing it for like, 150.
Okay. Well, if I didn't add the Facebook ads, which I mean, I do recommend, but you would still get the 10 to 15 miles, it'd be $199. Now, depending on what kind of company you were talking to, I wouldn't always just go with the cheapest, right? Because we all know how
Yeah,
that
I
can go
hear.
sometimes. You know what I mean? And I mean, this company's been around for like 20 years and they have about 11,000 clients currently in the US. I think they're at like a 4.3 out of 5 on their ratings. So they have very high retention rate. A lot of other companies that would do the same, it's probably about 3.0 on average. So they're worlds above a lot of these other companies. And like I said, going with the cheapest isn't always the best, right? I just sent you a text. It has the link to our website there. Did you see that come through?
Just probably, yeah, just now. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that'll have everything I was saying about the company. There are also some reviews, so you can see some of the clients that we've worked with. Some of the bigger ones you'll see there too. Vivint, Extra Space Storage. They started with us like 10 years ago. They had like 4 locations, and I mean, you could Google storage pretty much anywhere in the U.S. now, and they'll pop up. So they work with
Gotcha.
small to medium-sized businesses, large businesses, all types.
And you guys have better reviews.
Which is always
I'll say
good.
that. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, the other company didn't have as good a review, so.
typically a lot of cases are a competition. That would be the one thing that stands out. Just because a lot of clients that work with us, they stick with us for that reason. They actually get results from it, you know?
I got you. No, it's just kind of funny because they gave me almost the like identical spiel of what was going on and how there was an
Like what they
opening
would
and all this
offer.
stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much the same thing, so that's why I was curious.
Oh yeah, no worries. I mean, I'm sure you probably get a million calls like this. I hear that from most people that I talk to. Yeah. Yeah. These services became
So
really popular after Google got crazy popular.
the biggest thing for me is I want to pop up there, but I also want to be able to control it where I can turn it on and off if it's like if I'm too busy, I can't keep up.
Oh yeah. That's not a problem at all.
So
Sure. Yeah. And
how do we do that?
we actually have a, yeah, that's a good point. So we have a tracking system that can actually help. not only filter the calls and help you kind of see how everything's progressing, but also we can pause or kind of throttle it. Yeah, that's not a problem at all. We can definitely do that.
Okay.
And the as for the Google verification, have you ever done that? The Google My Business, where they verify you? I was just about to
Did, man. I think I'm still waiting on it. I don't know what the hell to do. I did it like a month
ago. How long ago? Okay. Yeah, sometimes it can take a while.
Well, I did start, I did it, and then they wanted me to do another video and all this, and I hadn't done that because I was trying to run some Google ads.
Oh, okay. How'd those go?
Honestly, man, it didn't do shit for me.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because some people do it and get a lot. Some people do it and get, you know, nothing, or it just depends, right? It's subjective, the area, the type of work. And obviously, having our technician would run it, that would probably give some insight, right, on how to do it, maybe get some jobs out of it, for sure.
I didn't have a landing page. And so that probably hurt too, you know.
For sure, yeah. Yeah, that's one of the main things, right? The online presence, the website, also reviews, things like that. Do you guys already have a site now, or are you still working on it?
I built a site from GoDaddy on my domain I bought, so I've done some. I'm not completely done with it. I mean, it's there. You know what I mean?
Right. Because we also do sites. I mean, but if you wanted to have your own and build it, that we can definitely host your site too. Either way is fine. It's really not a stipulation, but. So yeah, I was going to search the name with the address and see if you pop up, because you haven't got like anything in the mail or like something online saying that it was verified, right?
No.
Okay. Let's see. Yep. Let's see. Okay. Do not see it. Yeah. Okay. So that's actually one of the first things we do too. So no worries. We get you verified like right away, and then we'll build all the profiles, your social media, you know, all that good stuff. What you were trying to get verified, the address that's listed is, let's see what you have here. Okay. Yeah. On the Angie's, it's 10807 West. Is that still correct?
Yes.
The 35th Street?
Right now, it's currently.
And then?
Yeah, it's currently my home address for now.
Oh, no worries. So, actually, a lot of people do this. You can opt out of the, showing the address. We'll just show a general area. Like, let's say it's 15 miles, right? So, they won't see a physical address. No one's going to know where you live. No worries. And then this would be the phone number you want clients to call, the 0511?
Correct.
All right. And what's a good email for you?
It's got a guy. 316@gmail.com.
Easy. Perfect. Okay. And then as for your Google business profile, what about like hours of operation? Like typically when people are going to call you? 9 to 5, 8 to 6.
It's 8 to 5 and then emergency service. So after hours.
Oh, and also. Yeah. Okay. I'll make sure to note that. Yeah, that's good. Okay. And then there's any different rates with that, or should I just put the hours?
No, I just put the hours, but yeah, there's a different rate.
Okay, I'll just put the hours. And that's Monday through Friday for the hours?
Monday through Sunday.
Through Sunday. You have more opportunity that way, right? More calls.
Yeah.
For sure. And then what about any specific areas that you would want to target, like maybe counties or cities, anything like that?
Cedric, Butler County.
Oh, you said Cedric and Butler?
Correct.
Okay. Cedric and Butler County. All right. And then, let's see. So, with the company itself, is it a also have license and insurance and all that?
Yes.
Okay. Not a stipulation, just asking. And then, what about for the services you offer? You can have up to 15 different keywords. I'm looking at your Angie's here. Plumbing, bathroom remodel. Okay, so there's quite a bit of stuff here. So the stuff you have on your Angie should work, though? This is pretty much everything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, mainly I want to focus on service, like the plumbing side of it. I do remodel stuff, too, but, I mean, service work, dude, it's where I make my money, because I'm not stuck on a job for a week, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, and then you can move on to the next one, make more money, right. Okay, yeah, so mainly on the service with plumbing side.
Yeah, water heaters, sewer cleaning, sewer repairs, replacements, drains, tankless water heaters, you know, disposals,
Okay.
Water leaks, drain leaks, stuff like that, drain cleanings, any of those kind of keywords.
Perfect. And I can even have the tech. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Well, I didn't know if you have to put like, Kansas, Wichita, whatever, if that matters.
Well, no, cause, so how it'll work is it within those two counties, right, that 15 miles, if anyone searches these specific keywords, then that's when you're going to show up. So I'll even have the technician look up the phrases that people most search for those type of like plumbing, you know, those service jobs to get you more searches that way too.
Now, if I do all that, is there a link that you can send me that I can add to my website?
Yeah. So
order Facebook,
we're going to build, right?
Yes. I'll just use it for now.
Okay. Perfect. So yeah, we can have that all linked together. Exactly. So it all links to your Google business profile too. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yep. And then let's see. So, oh, and then what was your last name, Matt?
Moore, M-O-R-E.
M-O-R-E, okay. And then, let's see. So you already have the site, so we can still keep it at the $199. And that still includes everything. Like I said, only difference is just without the Facebook. But we can also add that on later if you feel so inclined to. Like, it's really up to you.
Okay. So what does the Facebook do? Is it runs ads on Facebook, you're saying?
So, yeah, the thing is, it's only $50 more, right? It's just the $249, right, like I initially quoted. But you get up to 50 miles if you wanted, but the targeting on Facebook, and they have a lot of cool marketing tools. Like, for instance, say if a client was searching, right, for any of those services we just listed, but they didn't call you in that moment when they found you on the first page. Later on, when they're in their Facebook, they see those targeted ads pop up again. Like, hey, you were looking for these type of services earlier. You're still interested. They click on that ad, and then boom, that call goes straight to you. So you get much more conversions that way. So that's why I do recommend it, because it's only $50 more, and, I mean, it's totally worth it.
So will you guys be building the ads, or how's that work?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they handle everything on the digital side. Pretty much, if you want us to, we'll handle everything. You just answer the calls and bid the jobs. It makes it much easier that way. And then
send it to me.
Yep. And they'll get your approval on everything. Right. Exactly. And then we'll be like, you know, we can even use your own pictures or, you know, anything like that. Yeah, it'd be up to your own specifications. It won't just be like, here you go, like, whatever we made. No, it'll be up to your actual specifications, like pictures and whatnot. Definitely.
Yeah.
And then, so, let's see. So, address is that would the address be the same for the billing address then as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, I have 10807 West 35th Street South, Wichita, Kansas, and then 67215. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then, so for the setup, we're just looking at the $199. Unless you wanted to go with the Facebook ads, that would just be $249. There's no additional cost to any of the ads or any of the listings, nothing at all. That's just the same each month, no matter what. So whether you, you know, get clicks or calls, it has no basis on the price. Okay. Did you want to include the Facebook or what do you think?
We can try it. It doesn't matter. That's fine.
Okay. I'd say it's worth it. It's only $50 more and you're going to get more jobs and calls that way. So, you know, it's definitely worth it. Especially for plumbing and service jobs like that. A lot of people search on Google and Facebook. Those are the two main ones. So definitely worth it. And then it's still the same each month, you know, and essentially you're getting $100 budget of Facebook ads and only like 10 cents a click. So it's a lot of clicks too. So it's a lot for you. More bang for your buck. So as for the payment method then, is that like a Visa or a MasterCard?
It's a card. Can you send me an email just so I can verify everything that we're doing?
Oh yeah, of course. Okay. Not a problem. So got a guy 316.
The only reason is,
email,
man,
right?
I know there's been shit going on with scams and
there's plenty out there, believe me, and in all fields, right? Not even just SEO, but like just across the board, for sure. So let me just change this because I took off the put the 249. You should be able to see that come through in just a second here. I'm just going to add your name. Make it somewhat official here. Okay. There it is.
You're just going to email it to me?
Yeah, you should be seeing it come through the email you gave me. It should be coming through right now. Let me know if you see that.
Yeah.
I'll even send you a text here, too. 1 second. It's going to have, like, a link to our website. I might have already sent you one here. Let's see. You got the email, though? It should be coming through.
Okay. Let me see.
Right. Yeah. You did get it? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, and I'm sending you another text that has my contact info, my name and all that there. And the number there is actually the main number that we'll be contacting you from, so you can save that. Okay, so let's see here. All right, so, and then also you'll be getting the invoice. Like, this, all this will be in writing, too. It'll also be sent to your email once it processes, and you'll get a text, too. So you'll have all this stuff for your records. And like I said, it's a month-to-month thing, so you can cancel it anytime. It's not like a contract or any agreement like that. It's just a month-to-month. Okay, so here we go. So we got the address, and then for the payment method, that's a Visa or a MasterCard?
Visa.
Okay. Are you still looking at the emails? Do you have any questions?
Yeah, I'm just reading through it.
Okay, yeah, sure. I'll give you a sec. You'll also see the ads I was talking about, the one where we were on NBC. I think that's at the very bottom of the email.
Yeah, so the other day on my Sirius radio, an ad popped up on there. Do you know anything about how you guys, are you guys familiar with that?
Our company, Local Splash, or which one?
No, I mean, I just didn't know if you've seen that, because I'd never seen it, but I was just had my stereo on, and an ad popped up on a radio station for, it was like for an attorney.
Interesting. So, yeah, you mean about getting your company having those type of, like, radio ads?
I was just curious if you knew anything about it. I've never seen it, so.
Yeah, I'm not super familiar with it, but it's definitely a good avenue for publicity, because so many people watch podcasts and Sirius radio nowadays. Like, yeah, good avenue for sure.
So I was like, oh, that's kind of impressive that they did that, because I've never noticed that before.
Yeah, I haven't seen it myself, actually. But I think for any industry, Sirius radio is good. A lot of people use that, right? They listen to podcasts and all sorts of, like, digital radio. Here. I think it also has everything that's included, like the listings where we list you. So it's like Yelp, Google, also Bing, Yahoo, Apple, even. They can search pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Double checking. Got that filled out. Yep. Okay. And then the website, you should have that done within a reasonable amount of time, or?
I've already got it done. I just.
It is done. Great. Okay.
Finished it completely. I was adding some new stuff to it. So.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So, yeah. Because, yeah, as long as it's soon or almost done or even done, you're good to go. I was just curious. Because they're going to be building all your profiles and everything anyway, so it'll probably just right? It'll be done probably around the same time.
Sorry, man. I'm looking through your guys' website real quick.
No, all good. Yeah, do your due diligence, of course. That's what I was asking. If you had any questions, too, let me know.
Nah, I got burned a while back, so I'm just checking.
No, hey, I get it, man. There's plenty of companies out there that do that, man.
Yeah.
Seriously. Are you, was it another SEO company? Was it like AdIQ or Townsquare or one of, like 411 Local, something like that?
I don't remember what it was. It was, me and my brother did it. I started.
How long were you with him?
Me and my brother had a company.
Oh, nice.
I don't know what happened with it. Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
All right. Well, do you have like that thing you were talking about? Did you send a contract or did you send like their receipt?
Yeah. So once it processes, that's when it sends to your email and your text.
Okay.
And then
okay.
Yeah. And then there's just one other quick step after that. We're pretty much done with most of it. Most of it is just setting up your keywords and the areas and all the stuff we just did. So yeah, it's just pretty much we'll process payment. Then I'll go over one other quick part, like the invoice, right? So it'll be in your email. We'll actually go over that so you can see everything in writing, the pricing and all that. And then one other quick step and you're on your way.
Okay.
Good to go.
All right, you ready?
Yep. Good to go when you do.
It's 4648.
Okay.
0100.
Okay.
0038.
Got it.
1029.
Okay. So just to confirm, 4648-0100-0038-1029.
Correct.
Okay. And the expiration?
Is 1227.
1227. And the number on the back?
It is
323. 323. Okay. Like I said, once this processes, of course, you'll see it on your online banking, but then you're going to get a email first, and then I'm going to send you a quick text. That will be the quickest way. It'll have a link. And then once we finish that, it goes straight to your email, so you'll have it on file for yourself as well. So let's see here. Okay. Just loading now, waiting on my internet. There we go. Okay. And then we'll also set you up with our technician. Would you be able to speak with him later today or maybe tomorrow morning better?
Sure. Yep, you can talk to him.
Today is okay. Maybe like the top of the next hour or something, or what's good for you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can call me okay. In the next hour. That's fine.
Perfect. Okay. So, sorry about that. All right. Headset's getting a little wonky there. All right. So, it's going to process now. 1 second. And then you should be getting that email right after. But I'm going to send you the text, but you'll have both. It's just dueling efforts. Better to have both. And I think the text is much faster. You just click on a link and boom, it takes you straight into the invoice. So you should see it on your online banking for sure. That just went through. And then I'm just about to send you this text. All right, you should be getting that text now. It'll say thank you for choosing Local Splash, and you'll see the link there.
Yep, you got it.
Okay. Go ahead, click on the link there. Once you're inside, you take a quick look, of course, you know, look what's involved, the pricing and everything. Once you get to the bottom there, you'll see a spot where you click a box that says, I'm an authorized user. Right next to that, you type your name. Once you've done both of those and hit confirm signature, that should navigate you to our website and it'll ask for a username and password. Let me know once you see that, and then that should mean it went through.
Okay.
Okay, let me just double check on my end here.
No, my signature doesn't match. What is that?
Maybe, should I put Matthew? I put Matt Moore, M-O-R-E. Okay. I didn't put Matthew. Okay. That might be why.
That's fine. I'll just do Matt.
Okay. It should be okay for our purposes. It did go through on the card end, too, so I think it should be okay. So, let's see.
No. You have it with one O, it's two O's.
Oh, I thought I heard you say one. Sorry. Okay, let me change that real quick.
Okay. Yeah,
it's got to be that. Okay. Yeah, because usually it's two O's, but I could have sworn I heard you say one, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. Usually it's two.
Gotcha.
Should have asked. My bad. Okay.
No worries.
Let me change it. Now, when I send it the second time, it should populate with the new one. So let me know if it's not, though, okay? I'm going to resend the text right now. Initial invoice. Okay. I'm going to send the email, too, just in case. But check the text. That's the quickest way. You should see it come through right now. You saw the text come through?
It didn't say anything on it. Okay, now it's right.
It is? Okay, good.
Yeah, I had to go out of it and go back into it.
So. Oh, that's probably why I had to refresh. Okay, good. I was like, no, what did I do? Okay, good.
Yep, so now we're good. Yeah.
There it is. Yep.
So now okay, username, password.
Yep, so the technician will get that set up for you on the call. You can set that up ASAP. And then we just have one other quick step. It's called our voice verification. It's to go along with the invoice to kind of just go over everything real quick, ensure the accuracy of everything. And if you do have any questions or need me to clarify, you know, just let me know. I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of the order, can you please state the name of your business?
Valley Guy Service Co.
Okay, and please state your name and title within the business.
Matt Moore, and I'm the owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, you know, verification, building, you know, any ads or website, anything like that. And as a result of increased visibility online, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why we're going to set up a security question for you just to make sure you know the calls are coming from us here at Local Splash and not another company. So there's three options for that. There's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay, mother's maiden name.
Okay, and the name?
Valley. D-A-L-L-E.
D-A-L-L-E. Okay.
V-A-L-L-E.
Oh, V-A. Sorry. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Now, here we go. Now, also, during the process, you agree to be responsive to the phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose, basically, just let us know if you do any additional online with, say, another company, just to make sure we don't do anything that might interfere with what they do or vice versa. And if you're not going to, then you can just disregard that anyway. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, okay, January 10th, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 30th, or sorry, on the 10th, or just 30 days from today, in the amount of $249. That will be your recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I texted to you just a second ago to speak with a live representative to do so. To prevent charges for your next month of service, just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, you're good to go. So I'm just going to set you up with the technician for the time here. Let's see. So you guys are just going to get the time zone correct. Make sure. Okay, so you guys are 4 o'clock. So let's see. 1 o'clock, maybe 2, 5 o'clock sound okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine? Okay. Let's see here.
All right, actually, I forgot. I'm going to have to type anything in because I got to go pick up my kid from basketball practice. I just remembered. So.
Oh, so maybe tomorrow morning better, or what do you think?
Tomorrow morning's fine, or later. It just depends. It doesn't matter to me.
So because there's central 2 hours difference, five would be the latest. Okay, so tomorrow morning then. Is 9 o'clock okay, or 10, or what's good for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
9 o'clock.
Yep, that'll work.
Okay, because we start at 7 Pacific, so that's 9 your time, so perfect. Okay, so, do you have to take off now to get your kid, or do you just mean at that time you might be busy?
No, I'll be gone at that time.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Because I'm just going to send over this email, and then you're good to go. Let's see here. Let me just add your email. Make sure this goes to the right place. I like the name, by the way, the Got a Guy. Like, you know, I got a guy, you know? I like that.
I'm trying to find something that's catchy, that's memorable.
Right. And, it definitely is.
I mean, I'm not the first one to think of it, obviously, but.
Oh, no, I've seen a couple other companies like that, but it's still a cool name. I know it's catchy. Like you said, you got what you were looking for. Like, it's catchy for sure.
Yeah. And so, you know, I figured, shit, everybody's always like, yeah, I need to get this done, you know, and somebody's like, oh, I got a guy that can do that. So
like, that's why I like it. Yeah, because I remember that. Yeah, because I'd always say the same thing. Yeah. So you should have that email, too, now, the one about the time tomorrow morning. Yeah, you should have that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me I'm going to resend it. Actually, sorry, it was for 9:30. You're going to get a revised one that's for 9. Okay, so you're all good to go. You have my text, the emails, so you're all set. Thanks for giving us a shot. I appreciate it, man. You got my info, too, if you ever need me. The technician will be calling tomorrow around 9 to get you started with everything, and you're all good to go.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you too. Have a good one, Matt.
You too.
All right, bye.